The Green Chamber is debating a bill to amend the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act, or VAP Act. I think for the rest of the show, let's just call it VAP Act, so we keep it short and sweet. The bill sponsor is Adejoro Adeogun, representing Akoko Southeast and Akoko Southwest Federal Constituency. That's in Ondo State. And the proposed amendment is intended to, quote, prohibit the discrimination against widows and all forms of repressive and degrading widowhood practices, provide for remedies for victims, and penalize offenders, end quote. Now, how will this be achieved? First of all, the bill says that a widow's consent will be required for any burial activity involving her. And to make sure there's no ojoro, the bill defines consent. I love it. The bill says consent means free, full, mutual, voluntary, and informed decision, not extracted under pressure or vitiated by external factors such as constraint. And consent is absent when coercive methods are used, such as pressure of various kinds, emotional blackmail, physical duress, violence, abduction, confinement, confiscation of official papers to deny a person the option of refusal, end quote. I like when the law knows that people are wicked and so tries to like just make the line very, very clear so that when you match them, you know, get excuse, say you match them. Now, all that grammar means that the widow shouldn't be locked anywhere or surrounded by people that she doesn't choose. The papers to her house and other important assets should be in her possession. Only then should she be asked if she wants to take part in any ritual or in any custom. That way she doesn't feel under pressure to take part in anything she doesn't like. And the bill doesn't stop there. It lists 9 things that people will be banned from forcing a widow to do. Number 1, to express her sorrow of losing a husband by wearing black, white, or any other color of clothes, not taking her bath or having a change of clothes, or wailing and failing and falling against her will. That's number 1. Number 2, to go into seclusion for any length of time. So the bill is saying that people are banned from forcing a widow to do it. If she wants to do it, that's fine, but don't force her to do it. So, number 1, express her sorrow by wearing black or white or any other color, not taking her bath, having change of clothes, wailing, falling against her will. Number 2, going into seclusion for a long time, for any length of time, period. Number 3, to sleep in the same space with the body of her deceased husband. This bill is proposing that no longer shall widows be forced to do that. Number 4, to unweave her hair, keep a low cut, shave, or scrape her hairs. I like this bill. It's very precise. Do you know how imprecise the language of most of our laws are? This is why I'm so happy about this bill. Number 5, to sit or sleep on a bare floor or mat. Number 6, to cook or eat from broken plates. Number 7, to swear to an oath or drink the bath water of her deceased husband in order to prove her innocence or any allegation or as part of cultural practice. Sorry, to prove her innocence of any allegation or as part of cultural practice. So she don't go take oaths. She don't go bath with dead body water. Number 8, enter any form of marriage without her consent. Because you know that some cultures force you to marry the husband's brother or uncle or relative. Number 9, people are banned from forcing a widow to undergo any other repressive and degrading widowhood practices. So we know that in different cultures, there are different ones that you people do. But this our bill that we're proposing. If it becomes an act, it will ban all. If we didn't capture it here, consider it banned. This bill actually goes into more detail than this, so, but let's start here. What do you think about these proposals, these proposed amendments to the VAP Act for the protection of widows? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993. 0700-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. Which of these nine things that people will be banned from forcing a widow to do you like the most? Which ones don't you quite agree with? What do you think about these proposed amendments? WhatsApp is also available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, you can share your thoughts with us via Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is from Ikorodu.
Your name is?
Uchenna.
Uchenna, good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. This is my first time calling the radio station.
I'm glad you called us today. Why did you call us today?
Okay, I'm enjoying the program. I'm a young man. I'm just in my mid, early 20s. And the program is very educative. So I'm calling today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling us. Okay.
Today, talking about what we do, and there's something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
My mom, not my mom, actually, she's like mother to me. So
okay.
Yesterday, we were coming back from, mom went to get work from the station. And somehow, police called Power Fire from VIO parked there, and they were like, they stopped her. She was driving, and she brought her particulars and everything, and she showed it to them. And she was like, okay, officer, what next? What? Is everything okay? And they're like, everything is fine, but we want to check something. And that was a driving permit. She was giving a driving permit because she was still processing her driving license.
Okay.
So the man was like, there's nothing wrong. You just have to follow to the office.
No, I want to hear that story. Why is the line cutting? Oh, I hate that. Please call me back and share the rest of that story with me because I want to hear the rest of it. Ola is on the line. Ola, how are you? Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Ola. How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. Welcome.
It's been quite a while.
Yes, it has.
Good job and well done.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Actually, this widow bill, I supported, let's say, two-thirds of it.
Two-third, okay. Was it one-third?
Any act that is degrading or inhuman should be condemned totally.
Okay. What don't you support?
But the act of not mourning the husband for a while, like, it's just some time. I have a mom, too. And I have a stepmother, too. They all mourned my dad because they were close together. It's just as
when you say mourn, I think maybe we have like different understandings. So explain to me when you say mourn.
Okay, what it means is this. When a woman's husband dies, I'm a Yoruba man from Ekiti.
Okay.
Normally, in my own town, the woman will be inside a home, a house, or a room, of a chosen, a choice in the house of the husband.
Okay.
It's just maximum 41 days.
Okay.
And they will allow you to do things. You attend to visitors. They're taking the bag away out of it, making you wear the same color out of it.
Okay.
It is just a period to at least show
stay indoors.
Yes.
I see.
Just stay indoors. Do
men do that when their wives die too? I'm just asking. I don't know the culture.
Okay, fine. You see, no. Men don't do it.
Why?
You see, it's like this. I like your idea and when you say things. And I've been saying this to people everywhere in the world that just to listen to me.
Okay.
We are trying to equate a man to a woman. In all forms.
No. Let's not go there. Let's stay on this subject, eh?
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand your culture. So culturally, men in your culture don't stay indoors to mourn their wives.
The highest you see a man will stay is 2 weeks.
2 weeks, but the woman has to stay 40 to 45 days.
40 to 41 days.
Oh, 41 days. So so why does the woman have to do it, but the man doesn't? I'm just trying to understand your culture here.
Not that see, nobody loses somebody close to the heart that will not feel the pain.
Of course.
No matter what.
Of course.
Even, you see, if you have a wife, if you mean you have the quarreling type, you will miss her. Even if the husband misses.
No, we're not disputing the missing. We're just disputing the expression of the mourning. So women,
why do women have to stay longer?
No. I'm not even saying why do they have to stay longer. I'm asking why are they staying longer? Like, what's the rationale? Explain it to me. Like, if you wanted to explain it to a 5-year-old child now, how would you explain it?
Listen. There are cultures.
Okay.
And these cultures are times are well thought of by them that put it in place.
Okay.
So you understand? They were well thought of before being put in place.
Okay. What do you think informed their decision that, oh, men, you can mourn for 2 weeks, you know, indoors. Women, you have to do it for 40 to 40, 41 days indoors. What do you think informed it?
You know, men fence for the family. A good man will fence for the family.
Okay.
So you understand? There are provisions to be made.
Right.
The woman is the homely type that is always left at home, taking care of things, including the children, too. So that is more like, and you know, women are, you see, they know most, if as you're a woman now, you know where everything is in your home. Men don't at times know it, despite the fact that it's abuse. If you want a tin of tomato, you know where it is. Your man may not even know where you've been putting it for the past 5 years.
So that made sense for back in the day when, you know, men were
What I'm saying is, okay, let me hear you out.
So, you know, that culture, it made sense. That's assuming that you're right, and that's what informed, oh, men can mourn for shorter indoors than women. Assuming you're right, let's look at, because my belief is that culture is made for man, not man for culture. That's why culture needs to evolve. That's why some things we used to do as culture before, we're not doing it anymore. Abi?
Yes.
So, in today's world, you're more likely to find a woman that is working. She either has a business or she's working in the in the formal sector, right? In today's world, where both the man and the woman are working, is there really still logic for the woman to stay indoors for as long as 40 to 41 days to mourn her husband who died? Because she's still mourning, whether she's indoors or she's in the office, she's still mourning.
True.
Like, for instance, the day my father died, he died in my arms. I took him to the mortuary and I went back to the studio to go and work. I don't remember the show I did that day. I don't remember it, but I went to work because that's the only thing that could keep me sane. If I had gone home, I would have just been thinking, oh, my father is dead, and I've just like...
It's your dad, not your husband.
No, but I loved my dad.
I loved mine too.
So, I mean, the fact that she's coming out of the house is not taken away from the fact that she loves her husband. The fact that he's coming out of the house doesn't take away from the fact that he loved his wife. So why are we mandating that, number one, they stay indoors to do it? Number two, one of them has to stay indoors longer than the other one.
Sandra, staying indoor for that longer period to me should be the case to handle it.
Okay.
Under this act. But forbidding it.
Okay. All right. Ola, thank you very much for calling. I really loved that conversation. We've got Emmanuel Richard on the line. Emmanuel Richard, how are you?
Yeah. Good evening, Sandra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
My name is Emmanuel Richard. I'm calling from Gambia.
Good to have you on the show, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just listened to the last caller. And well, I think he's talking from his own culture, but I'm still amazed that in 2022 we're still having this conversation of having to, you know, keep a woman for months or for days at home because her husband died. I think it's a very archaic culture. Mm. Yeah, and it shouldn't have anywhere. It shouldn't be found around us around this time. Because I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. How can you? I'm Igbo.
Okay.
And I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that idea.
Okay.
Why will you keep a woman? What will she be doing? Why will a man be jumping around? Be with his friends, and then you not allow the woman, you know, lock her up in a house for days, for months, just because her husband died. I don't know. I found it so appalling. I don't think it should be encouraged. You know, that bill you just read out. I don't know. I just when I by the time I started listening to the program, you were reading it out. I don't know where it emanated from, but I think it should spread.
Okay.
You know, people should be informed.
Okay.
That we're in 2022, and there's no way in this world that women are being suppressed. Please, we shouldn't encourage that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us, Emmanuel Richard from Gambia, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Naya.
No, you're welcome.
You
switch you, Abby?
No man there, they wrong.
Okay.
All of them, they correct.
Okay.
Imagine now, for the man when you call before this last caller, you hear everything you say, no, why, no, man, we supposed to stay long, a man for 16 years. You see now? Okay, now, Sandra, I want to ask you just one question. How fasting for the two people, one die inside of them, one will come back by head. Baba, nobody had it, but the chef go down. So come where white, where black, where shame, where consistent light to be. Sandra, this is very, 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 very young. I don't know if this is how they speak today. Okay, here, they say now, for 20 days, now like, it is 6 months. The time where they bought me 1980 something, it was 1 year. Before government comes up, people come to you, come to 6 months.
No, you say for your own culture, in your own culture, now 40 something days. For your own culture, okay. Now how long? 6 months.
Your own, how many?
Well, my culture, my mother didn't stay indoors one day. She went to work.
My own father, when my father was mourning my own mother, my own father stayed 1 year, but my own mommy, maybe they don't want to go inside the house. My father had a flag, see, and he said they mourn. He didn't get a friend, he said they mourn. Oh, but you know, I know they're talking to the baby's best now, because my mother is shaking.
Please, calm down, cool down.
Let me tell you something. This thing, hello?
I'm hearing you.
You see this thing now. Some men will call you now, be saying that why would you mourn your husband? You're a woman. I'm just saying today they make me slap somebody from your phone. What are you saying?
Calm down now. Hey, when you calm down, calm down.
Okay, I'm coming there right now.
Okay.
Sandra.
I
don't see the way we did him that day. You see that day there, that was sister.
Alex.
I just use the eye.
No, yeah, go away, please. Goodbye. Bye bye. Bye. Bye bye. Okay. If you just tune into the show, hello to you. Can the National Assembly protect new widows? That's our question on the show today. And we're asking that question because some House of Reps members are trying to end discrimination against widows, cultural practices that abuse widows, that discriminate against widows. They're trying to amend the VAP Act, and this VAP Act wants to mandate a widow's consent before any burial activity involving the widow. So the widow will not be locked anywhere or surrounded by anybody she doesn't choose. Papers to her house and other important assets will be in her possession. That's the only time that she should be asked if she wants to partake in any ritual or any custom. That way she doesn't feel under pressure to take part in anything she doesn't like. I like the language of the bill. And then the bill doesn't stop there. It lists 9 things that people will be banned from forcing a widow to do. One of them is to express her sorrow of losing a husband by wearing black, white, or any other color, not taking her bath, not having a change of clothes, wailing and falling against her will. This bill, if they are able to pass it will ban that. They're also banning people forcing widows to go into seclusion for any length of time. If you tuned in when I was talking with the Ola and I were talking about that particular provision, the bill will also ban people from forcing widows to sleep in the same space with the body of her deceased husband. It will ban people from forcing the widow to unweave her hair, keep a low cut, shave, scrape her hair. Number 5, to sit or sleep on a bare floor or mat. Number 6, to cook or eat from broken plates. Number 7, to swear an oath or drink the bath water of her deceased husband in order to prove her innocence of any allegation or as part of cultural practice. Number 8, to enter any form of marriage without her consent. Number 9, to undergo any repressive and degrading widowhood practices. It goes into more detail than this. We'll look at some of the other details when we come back from a commercial break. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Glass Ceiling. And on The Glass Ceiling, we talk about the invisible obstacles stopping women from living equal lives as men, economically, politically, socially, and culturally. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. Right now it's 4:34. And today we're asking if you think the National Assembly can protect new widows, because they're proposing amendments to the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act. It's called the VAP Act. This bill is being sponsored by a representative from Ondo State, Adejora Deogun. And this amendment is intended to prohibit the discrimination against widows and all forms of repressive and degrading widowhood practices, provide remedies for victims, and penalize offenders. Now, this bill, you know, we've talked about some of the provisions, right? The bill also aims to protect widows' property rights. And it also aims to protect the widow's access to her children. Specifically, the bill wants to ban, number 1, property grabbing against a widow. Number 2, willing of the matrimonial home to another person when the late husband is survived by a widow who has not remarried. Number 3, transfer of the legal guardianship of a child of a widow to another person. Number 4, disinheriting a widow from a property jointly owned by her late husband and in-laws. Now, for some Nigerians, I'm sure that this will be very controversial. Whenever we talk about property inheritance, there's this disagreement over who should be the main beneficiary, you know, an heir of a man, you know. Should it be his wife and his children, or should it be his parents and siblings? You hear things like, oh, if the wife and children inherit the man's property, then who will take care of the brothers? You hear things like that all the time. Now, of course, I always ask, you know, whether the brothers cannot take care of themselves. Also, curiously, you never hear people saying that if a woman dies, her brothers, sisters, and parents should inherit her property instead of her husband. It doesn't even come up. Like, it's not even a conversation. Kya kya. Very interesting double standard there. No? And whenever people talk about what will happen to the man's brothers, I want to ask, why have we decided that the adult relatives of the dead man deserve more protection than the dead man's children and their mother? But that's just me. What do you think about the provisions of the VAP Amendment Bill for the protection of widows? You can talk about the you know, extra provisions that I just shared with you. You can talk about just the first ones I shared when we started talking. You can talk about all of them if you want to. But I just really want to hear where your head is at with this thing that the House of Reps wants to do. Our number is 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Miss Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Murtala Jibrin. I'm calling from Lekki.
I'm glad to have you on the show, Mr. Jibrin.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, I have a summary contribution.
Okay.
In our life, let me tell you, nobody knows the time that God created him, and nobody knows the time that God is going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
God will not give you permission. The time that he's going to kill you, and at the same time, he did not know the time he created you. So, our way of life, all those culture, tradition, another meaning of culture and tradition is non-entity, ignorant of life.
Okay.
Anytime you go out of God, you are into evil. You are into Satan's hand already. So, all those culture, tradition, our way of life is not proper. We are doing what is wrong. That's why we are facing different challenges, unnecessarily problems everywhere.
Mm.
So if they can do that deal in the National Assembly, it's a welcome idea. So there's a way how God said that they should share property if you're a Christian. There's a way how God said they should share property if you're a Muslim. But our way of life, there's nothing to write home about.
Mm.
So that is why we are facing problem. So thank you very much. God see us through.
Thank you, Jibrin, for calling. We appreciate it. We've got Lady Amy who says, Sandra, baby, boo. You're welcome back. Aw, thank you, Lady Amy. Is it Amy or Ami? Well, thank you so much. Yes, you are my baby boo too. President Sandra, I indeed love and commend your high level of professionalism in this job. In fact, once I discovered that... Richa. Richa, thank you very much for this message. I'm not going to read it on air. A woman should be allowed to determine how she wants to mourn her husband and not be forced by any cultural practice. I support this bill. You didn't leave your name, but thank you for your message. The bill passed will if passed will liberate widows, especially those from the eastern part of Nigeria, to give them a fresh lease on life. Virtually almost every bit of the bill widows from southern parts are being subjected to. This is sheer wickedness of the highest order, hiding under the guise of culture to perpetrate evil. That's a message from Habib. Habib is in Ikorodu, who says this is a welcome development. Welcome back, Sandra. In as much as those traditional practices are barbaric, it helps put a check on some widows who are promiscuous in nature and have been waiting for the slightest opportunity or may even be responsible for the death of their husband. Though, even if it can't be proven in court of law, my suggestion is just to checkmate this culture instead of total abolishment. Emmanuel from Lekki. But Emmanuel, you know, very interestingly, Emmanuel says the promiscuity of women. But men are promiscuous too. In fact, you have a lot of women having to deal with the promiscuity of their husbands. And yet there are no laws in our culture checking the promiscuity of men. You know? In fact, you even have some men that come to the burial of their wives with their side chicks. They come there with their girlfriend on burial day. Girlfriend will be serving food to visitors. In fact, for some men, as soon as the wife is dead, they are already arranging another woman for him to marry. Surely you can see how unfair that is. Even from a place of justice, you can see that. You get a CD. Surely, you can see that, Abby. Because, I mean, if you want to even bring it to let's take it away from women and women's rights. Let's look at, like, national politics, for instance. There's a reason we keep shouting federal character. There's a reason zoning is such a big conversation as we head into 2023. And it's for justice. Because society, humanity has agreed that there's no reason why one part of society or humanity is allowed to do something and the other part is not. As a species, we've agreed that, you know, makes sense, say, some human beings' feet do like this because of their color, because of their religion, because of their ethnicity, because of their gender. But they know feet do like this because of the same things. You're black, you're Igbo, you're female, you're Ogoni. Because the discrimination, even they reach, even within some states, you find that some citizens of a particular state are more equal than the other ones. In a state, in Nigeria specifically. You know? And as a society, we have said, you know, good. And when the conversation comes up, everybody understands that, you know, good. But once it comes to women's rights, you know, there is a reason that when we're doing that, we're essentially saying that women are not human beings. Because if we're saying that human beings are supposed to do this, enjoy this, be permitted to do this, be forgiven if they do this. But when it's women, we say, a woman. We're saying that women are not human beings. Imagine if as a society, as a man, you're told your whole life that you're not a human being. Because when you tell a person, oh, you can't enjoy this, you can't do this, you have to do this, and you're seeing that other people are not being made to do those things, you're getting the message loud and clear that you're not a human being. Is that really the message we want to be sending? Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
I love you. Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from the city.
Benjamin, what do you think about this thing from the House of Reps?
Yeah, you see, Sandra, the government we're having, they can make laws for the citizens easily from them. But when it comes to the law that will be on the opposite side against them, they will never do it. I think we have majority of them who have stolen money, billions of naira. And those are the things they did.
Benjamin, let's stick with this particular bill that the House of Reps is trying to work on. You know, we can talk about anti-corruption acts, freedom of information bills, which are all there available so that we can use it to check them. But right now, we're talking about widows and their rights and this law that could protect their rights. Let's focus on that, shall we?
Yes, but to me, I don't think there is nothing like rights in Nigeria. This the law they brought in is not even ideal for us. Because I don't see anything so-called law that they are passing in when they know that they have their own.
So you're saying that this particular amendment to this existing law that will protect widows is not meant for us,
Sandra. The only thing we need is security. We don't need the others. Their laws they are passing.
So,
what laws are you passing?
Let me ask you a question. You have light, but you need data to be browsing your phone. No, be so.
I hear you.
Do you say the only thing I need is light?
Well,
you don't say that because you need light, but you also need data so that the phone that you have charged with the light can be on the internet. No, be so. So it means that you can need multiple things at the same time. It's the reason that human beings need clothes. They need food, they need water, they need air. That's not... I'm in a good mood. I'm well rested. I don't know if you can tell. This leave was very good. I rested very well, so I have energy. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, Alex here. Please, I want to beg you to help me beg your listeners not to be upset with me when you go, hey, Alex, they shouldn't be upset, okay? They should just bear with me for all the love that I get. Okay. Now, really quickly, you see, Sandra, my worry is that under a proper federal system, this is not what the National Assembly should be discussing. That's from my own humble point of view.
Okay.
Yes, this is something that should be discussed either at the state or the local government level.
Okay.
You know, I would have loved for... You see, I'm a woman. Some people say, oh, this is a woman that is going against... I'm not going against the bill. The bill is nice. It's lovely. The recommendations are fantastic.
Mm.
Okay? But, you know, I always say one thing, Sandra, on your show, that would we want to ask the politician that did he or she discuss with the constituents first before bringing that bill? You see, our democracy would have been so much more beautiful and admirable if we could involve the people, right? This kind of debate should have originated from the ground so that it would be driven upwards. I don't know if I'm making sense with what I'm saying.
You are, but
the people should be the ones talking about these things.
So
let them bring them involved so that they put their stamp on it. So that when the widow is going through this next week, right? She knows already, even though uneducated, she knows that we put our fingerprint on this thing and we said no, it's over. We need to find a way to make our systems more democratic. This looks to me like a kind of pseudo-military administration that we're running. We're not using our democratic institutions properly.
So you're saying that there must be buy-in, yes?
There should be. That's the way you encourage democracy to grow.
Now, who are the local stakeholders that you think need to be engaged and involved?
The constituents directly. Take it to them and say, come, you guys, come and vote. Come to the town hall and come. And that's how you drive democracy. Let them come to the town hall and vote on this issue. And then the rep takes it upwards. Not that it's coming from up down.
But that's the thing. Civil rights usually are legislated at a national level in other countries. So when it comes to civil rights, right, it's legislated at the national level and then they domesticate it across the states. So this same VAP Act, for instance, it was first passed at national level and then they started working on domesticating it across the board. But I do hear you on doing it from the ground up and getting buy-in before you do it.
You won't have to be talking about the word domesticate anymore. Don't you see? It eradicates that word.
But sometimes, sometimes there's resistance at the bottom. I'll give you an example. Look at the U.S. civil rights laws. There was local resistance. A lot of people in a lot of states in America did not want the civil rights laws to be passed. But the federal government forced it down and they had to comply. And when it comes to women's rights, there are lots of people who are very like, I beg, there are more important things going on. Meanwhile, widows are losing their property. Widows are dying. Widows are facing all kinds of things. And so, you know, in some cases... Is there no argument to be made for, okay, well, I see why you're doing it like this, and then we'll run first and then we'll count the miles after?
Sandra, I've just given you my humble opinion, though.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling and sharing it, Alex. Because if the federal government had waited for Americans to accept civil rights, maybe Americans would have delayed and delayed that thing for decades. But the federal government said, you know what, this is what we're doing. You know, human beings are human beings. Human rights must be respected, period. And that's it. You know, but thanks for calling, Alex. Let's take another call. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, how you doing? What's your name?
My name is Bayo, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Bayo, welcome.
Okay, I quite agree with the last caller. Bills like these are left for the states and the local government. That's number one.
Okay.
Then number two, you see, custom is an aberration that is left to fester for too long in society. So we now begin to take it and make it, interpret it the way we want. Take, for instance, the keeping of a woman in the seclusion. The objective was for the family because there was no DNA test in those days.
Okay.
So if she's pregnant, for example, the seed would have manifested in 2-3 months for the family to steal so that she cannot bring in an illegitimate child into the house. That was the purpose.
I see.
But wickedness and misinterpretation and all that thing came in and the practice was abused. Take the other one. If a man wills the property, for example, see, if you say you want to drag it from him, you are going to create a whole lot of litigation. So any man who knows that he has a family, it is upon him to will his property to his wife and his children. So the family will not have any reason to come into the arrangement. And that is my own view.
Thank you very much for calling to share that view with us. Peter Yorindo from Anthony says, Chief Madam Sandra, the VAP Act is the best law I've ever heard from a Nigerian lawmaker since I was born 36 years ago. I thought Akoko constituency is from Edo State, not Ondo State. But I'm worried, Sandra. Nigeria is a divided country and it is not one nation in my mind, body, belief and laws. It's not one nation in mind. Okay, not your mind. Just as we have issues about Child Rights Act and land matters not uniform in Nigeria, especially in the north, will some religious laws in northern Nigeria barricade this law to permeate through? Will our religious beliefs allow same? What about if there's a conspiracy with the death? What about widowers when the dead wife was the breadwinner and her family are giving the bereaved husband problems? Does that happen? I've never heard of that happening. And you'd be surprised, widows in the north are actually treated like very well, unlike widows in the south. That's what I've heard anyway. I can't confirm this, so please don't quote me. We've got a Yoruba man from Ekiti who says it's a norm that women stay home when they're bereaved. Like my fellow caller, it used to be 40 days. Now it bothers on the type of family, the breadwinner, the kids available, etc., etc. The reason men don't really stay home is because they are believed to be the breadwinners and will need to fend for the kids and the extended family. But all these are often applicable based on the type of family. A working woman now may not be enforced and encouraged to stay indoors, especially if she was the breadwinner and the family and the man's family members know it. Okay, I wish we had time to stay on this, but you know, it's a rolling subject, so I'm sure we'll come back to it maybe by the time it passes third reading. And if it passes and the president signs it, we'll come back and talk about it. But on the other side of 5 o'clock, if you have a restaurant, if you run a restaurant, you manage a restaurant, how was Valentine's Day for you? Don't go away.